Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Mother Father Friday. Or F Day, as we like to call it here at the station. It's our new name for the holiday, the weekly holiday. If you're calling number 9 right now, you instantly win a pair of tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Amaluna. Oh, look at that guy twisting himself up into a pretzel. I think his foot's actually coming out of his ear. Under the Big Top, in the lot, at Oracle Park, Amaluna opens on November 19th. The tickets are on sale now at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Amaluna. And if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you get a pair. Riley is answering the phones. Riley's last day. Riley and Jasmine's last day. Oh.
It's a sad F day. Oh.
I mean, sort of sad. It's still F day the whole time. So
sad AF.
Yeah.
Sad AF, baby.
All right. It's time for Celebrity Trash. Go to RadioAlice.com. They're our sponsor. Yuzi's Reviewsies are up there, and there's a brand new Yuzi's Reviewsie for kindpeoples.org. That's a weed company.
They're a dispensary.
Whatever.
Yeah. Two locations in the Santa Cruz area. I went to the Santa Cruz one, and I talked with Brett, who's the marketing manager, I believe. And just, I couldn't believe how many products for everything, including animals.
Oh.
Like, they just had everything there. And the people there, I was talking to them, they go, okay, what would you like?
Oh. What's your problem?
Yeah.
What you got going on?
Exactly. And they're like, okay, well, you might want to try this, try that. You don't want to get high, no problem. Let's give you that.
Oh. So basically, if you said, look, I've got some anxiety and I have a hard time getting to sleep.
They're like, I know the perfect thing.
Here's what we're going to
get. Walk
if you walk
right
in
over.
And you're just like, I like to get stoned, but I don't want to be paranoid. I want to be creative.
And they're like, then try this one.
So crazy that it's legal now. I mean, I honestly can't get over it. It's incredible. Can you imagine if we'd had this when we were kids?
No.
I mean, not kids. We would never have done it when we were kids. But
kids,
when we were 21 years old.
Young adults.
It's just 30 years too late for me.
Yeah, and everything you need to go along with your whatever.
Sure. It's like a giant head shop, and they sell you the pot, too.
Exactly. I love it. Mm.
I think it's pretty neat. I'm super interested, not that I'm going to go do it, but because I don't need to be screwing around with anything.
Yeah, please don't. Right.
But because for me, that's just like...
Danger zone.
Dip my toe in.
Danger Will Robinson. Danger Will Robinson.
But the idea that you could get something that will help you sleep that's not going to get you high, but that might help just bring you down...
Get out of your
calm your mind enough that you can find rest.
Yeah.
I think that's huge for anybody.
Yeah.
Old, young, whatever, whatever kind of trip you're on.
People have trouble with sleeping. There's no question about it.
And sometimes it's self-created.
Right. And we're not unplugging.
Still finding something that will help bring you down without getting you wasted.
Right. Nobody wants to get wasted on a Wednesday night. Well, I mean, there are people, but, but for the most part, I just want a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
So you went to the one right there on Ocean.
Uh-huh.
Like 17 empties out onto Ocean Street, and it's
plenty of parking.
You don't even have to make a turn.
Straight up. It's right there. Plenty of parking. It's well lit, which, you know, I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's so neat.
So you and Vaughn went, and he followed you around with the camera, and you do a Yuzi's Reviewsie about it. You can find it at RadioAlice.com. Yuzi has a whole Yuzi's Reviewsies channel, actually, on YouTube, so you could subscribe to that. I don't think it's on there yet, though.
Not this one. Yeah, we'll have to throw it on there this weekend, Vaughn.
No music festival has ever sold marijuana legally before. And this weekend, Outside Lands is going to be making history.
Hmm.
It's probably been readily available at every festival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just find the dude smoking a joint and stand in the circle. Be like, hey, can I get a hit of that?
Last year.
What?
They had it last year.
Well, you could smoke it there, but they weren't selling it.
No, they were selling it.
Oh. Yeah,
but you couldn't smoke it there.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
they would ship it to you, which is
funny. Yeah, I think we went in there, and Hooman bought a bunch of stuff there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Is that where he started his...
Yeah.
Well, that's when we discovered that, Hooman does this. You know?
Oh, but, right. He was hiding it well before
that. He actually was. He didn't want to tell anyone.
Yeah, they're saying...
I'll go with you. Come on.
So you could buy it there and they would ship it to you? Maybe it's on-site procurement of weed that you can now take to the grasslands and smoke. That must be it, because they're saying they've never done it before. So it's changing this weekend. Outside Lands in San Francisco will become the first music festival to sell cannabis on-site. You can take it with you over to the grasslands. That is the area where you can purchase pot, and there are designated areas where you can smoke and vape it. I'm so sure no one's going to walk around with their vape pen, but okay. California voted to legalize cannabis in 2016, but it is still illegal to smoke, vape, or eat it in public. Mm. So now there'll be this special grasslands area where you can go and have yourself a weed ball. And if you're not interested in that, just stay away from the grasslands. There must be an app for Outside Lands, right? Because there's so much stuff.
Yeah,
there
I was looking at it yesterday.
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Bryn was building, and Vaughn was building their own. We're building, what is it, their schedule?
Oh, funny.
Exactly.
Putting an itinerary together.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to do that, and that's pro. Your pro move. But what you want to do, if you're new, just charge your phone up, have some cash in your pocket, and go with good, comfortable shoes and a sweatshirt tied around your waist, and you're good. Walk around. Just
explore.
Walk around. Like, you know, you'll meet people, see what there is. There's food all over the place where you could just be like, that smells good. What is
that?
I'm
going to go that direction.
I'm going to try that.
Right.
Yeah.
Just go with an open mind and check out new music and new foods and maybe get high on some weed.
Sure. Eh. Or not. Maybe not. Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Outside Lands. And it's all kinds of stuff. Music and art and comedy.
Comedy, exactly.
And when you're
some
wore
lectures,
out,
if you want.
Oh, then you leave. Yep. You know, you don't have to stay to midnight.
No.
Go
of course,
until
if you're
you
a great
can't
time,
take it anymore.
Then do. All right, so that's happening this weekend, starting today, actually. And RadioAlice.com has a full list of the do's and don'ts. There are some specific things that you can bring in with you and lots of things that you can't bring in with you. So...
No big backpacks.
Right. You need a clear carry-all that they can, or
particular
a small
size,
purse, right?
Particular size, yeah.
So weird that people are like, I've got to bring everything I own with me to this. Like, just go light.
Well, but if you're going to be there all day, you're like, okay, I'm going to need this. I'm going to need that.
You need cash. You'll buy water and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do Apple Pay, but then you have to go to that booth and make sure you sign up.
Well, and it comes down to having a charger on your phone. I know, I want to say PayPal had a charging station.
They did. I don't know what they have anymore.
They think there is. I don't know. I don't think it's PayPal, but it's something else. They have charging and also... lockers.
Yeah,
as well.
Which is nice. So you can dump some of your stuff and come back when you need it.
Well, that sweater around the waist thing, that bugs. Mm. So you want to get rid of that thing if you can.
Right. Well, for the most part, you're going to need it. I mean, it's actually supposed to be a fairly cool weekend, which is good, actually. I would almost rather have to have a sweatshirt on than be absolutely sweating my ass off around a bunch of stinky people at a festival. Yeah.
Although sunscreen's always helpful,
even
when it's cloudy.
Yes. Absolutely.
Even worse,
stinky
actually.
People.
And Alice must have a booth out there, so you can swing by there and
we're
going to
be
say
there
hello.
About 11, 15, 30, something like that, all
on
meeting
Saturday.
Up there.
Oh, so that's where you guys are going to meet at the Alice booth?
Yeah, we'll meet at the Alice booth and take pictures there.
Oh,
swing
fun.
By. To the swing.
To the swing.
There's a swing.
Oh.
And the llama's going to be there.
Of course it is. It costs $1,000. They got to bring
it
everywhere.
We saw it loading up yesterday on the street.
For God's sake. Fucking llama. That llama. No Sarah and Vinny coffee mugs, but we got a llama.
We got a llama.
Duh.
Just kidding, Michelle.
I'm not kidding at all. Apparently, Michelle's not the llama enthusiast.
No, Michelle's not the
it's
llama
Rebecca.
Person. It was Rebecca that got that.
Freaking Bereka.
Well, that was her swan song. As she's been reassigned now, but you know, whatever.
Exactly. It was probably
Crunch.
That llama that got a reassigned.
Yeah. Really? You spent $1,000 on a llama? Time for a reassignment.
Yeah, you're going to another station.
Oh, I love her. All right. Let's do this story about about songs that get stolen. Look, we've said this a million times. There's only so many notes. There's only so many time signatures. There's only so many new ideas in the world.
It's amazing we don't run into this problem a lot more, frankly.
I know. Well, and I always like to listen to the person who's claiming, look, you stole my song. What was the one we listened to earlier this week? It was just a little beat.
Oh, was it Katy Perry?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. And she wound up getting the judgment against her. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure they'll appeal it, but the judgment was for like $2.5 million to the person who'd written this other song. So today, what we have is an unknown songwriter. His name is Steve Ronson. Oh, this is the Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So that's from her song.
I can't remember the other song.
But it did sound kind of like that. It was that beat with sort of a high synth.
What is on fire down below us?
Oh my God, something is totally on fire. Oh, well, what's happening out there?
There's a fire in Oakland. Are you talking
there's a fire right here.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
It's gone, kind
of. No, there's still smoke.
No, it's swirling. I mean, looks like maybe they got it put out.
Maybe it was a car.
Look in the, yeah. Damn. Yeah, it looks like it's coming from our garage.
Barbecue.
I hope it's not my car. Oh boy, wow.
Okay, sorry everyone. It just came right up our window.
Yeah.
But it's gone now.
It has dispersed. All right.
Okay.
You were saying?
Today, Lady Gaga is being accused by an unknown songwriter. This is, not her first accusation.
Oh, this isn't Madonna?
Oh, no. Okay. No, it's not. Madonna has already said her piece about... There was one song in particular...
Born This Way and Express Yourself, I think, are the two like that are very similar.
Right.
They even have a breakdown point that's very similar. But I could be wrong about which song, Madonna song it is.
Well, anyway. Whatever it is, I mean, there's certainly some similarities between them just as artists anyway. So there's this unknown songwriter. His name is Steve Ronson. I guess he's known now. And congratulations to him because everybody in America, all your morning DJs are saying, oh, the Steve Ronson guy, let's play a chunk of his song.
Not that I'm some defender of artists, but I do feel like in their defense, our brains are influenced by things we love.
Mm.
And I do think that you, whether it's Led Zeppelin or whatever.
Sure, you're absolutely influenced by
the
things you love.
When something that you have loved is in your head and heart, it's going to come through whether it's intentional or accidental.
This guy's case is very weak, in my opinion.
Okay.
This is a three-note sequence that he claims is stolen for the song Shallow that I think Kansas could say, no, dude, you stole that from us.
Mm.
So we'll play it for you, and then we'll play you the Kansas thing, too. And you'll know it. It's the big hit Kansas song, not Carry On My Wayward Son, but Dust in the Wind.
Oh, check me out.
Oh, what do we got here? Oh, do we have more? Oh, my God. Are you going to play? Oh, my God. We're going to give you a live rendition.
But hold on. Don't trip him out too much because then he'll stop.
I know. Okay. Oh, yeah. Pull your mic over to you a little bit. Oh, this is nice. We're gonna do the original three-note sequence here.
Anyway.
No, let's sing this.
No, that's okay.
Great.
No, I'm good. I mean, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the song, Dust in the Wind.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, man, let's
what's
get
that
the guitar
other part?
Out.
No, that's all right.
So just because you played that right now, I close my eyes, those three notes. Let's hear the Kansas first.
All right, hold on one second. Put the guitar away.
Okay. Is anything on fire?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Here's the Kansas one.
All right, so there it is. Now, if you can picture in the Lady Gaga song, actually, just go ahead and play the Lady Gaga song, because it's really just that progression of notes, not in the same key. Oh, maybe it is. Okay, I'm falling. Now let's hear this unknown songwriter by the name of Steve Ronson, his song called Almost.
Same key.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's three notes progressing upward. There's probably 1,000 songs that we could pull that have a three-note upward progression. Anyway,
and there are standard progressions.
Yeah.
Like a 1-4-5 is a standard blues progression.
You can't really sue anybody for a 1-4-5.
It's normal.
And the minor six.
Any writer who would go, starts with the one in any key would go 4-5.
Yep. Boom. So he wrote this song in 2013. And he says, she stole that from me.
Mm.
Because she didn't steal it from Kansas.
Where would she have heard it?
Nowhere. The dude, it's, let's see. His song has had less than 300 streams on SoundCloud. Well, now it has over 6,000 because, you know, people are talking
looking,
about
yeah.
this. People are looking. He is asking for millions and millions of dollars in a settlement.
Dismissed.
Lady Gaga's people are saying, this is a brazen shakedown. We'll fight it vigorously and we will prevail. They, of course, also have deeper pockets. But they're not wrong. It's ridiculous. Ronson claims he came up with the 3-note progression. Gaga's lawyers say that's pretty common. It can be heard in musical pieces dating back centuries. And, of course, in the classic 1978 Dust in the Wind from Kansas. and it's possible that this guy's just doing it for publicity. Mm. And he's winning because we're doing the story. So congratulations to Steve Ronson.
You're welcome.
Hmm.
Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, they have now signed a multi-year film and TV deal with Netflix. It's worth about $200 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, boys. They're the ones who ruined season 9 or season 8 or whatever the hell it was of Game of Thrones with their terrible writing, so I can't wait to see what they write next.
The guys who did Stranger Things have a similar Netflix deal, don't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I can't think of their names, but it's...
The Duffer Brothers.
Those guys have a similar...
So they're going to do more stuff than just Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
So these guys...
Netflix has so much money coming out of their...
They're
paying off all these huge stars.
Like, well, you need content.
Well, everyone...
And they're making them exclusive deals, too, so that nobody else can use these people.
So they're selling so many subscriptions, right? Is that how they're making their money? Because I don't have it. So do they have commercials?
I don't think Netflix does have commercials.
No. God, I can't.
Why would you be a member if you were going to get shoved?
Right. Well, Hulu has a cheaper version
money off
that has commercials. I know. Well, when you think about, there's 150 million subscribers. Actually, I'm pulling that number out of my ass. I'm not sure if that's what the number is, but say it was, even if everybody.
You know what? I think it was 200. I read a story, I think, last week or on vacation or something. It was over 200.
And think about that at even call it 10 bucks a month. I think I'm paying 12 bucks a month for or 12 or 13 bucks a month for Netflix. I mean, that's a month. All those people every freaking month.
And so Netflix, this is just my info, personal experience. There was a point, I guess it was 2 years ago, where I had one sum of money and I looked I'm looking at the stock market and I'm like, okay, Netflix is at 170, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all, I could buy that and get this little...
Five shares or
whatever I was going to get. And that was when Snap was just about to hit the market. And I'm like, or I could get in on these young upstarts and be in at the basement level when they go, before they
the
go skyscraper.
Right.
And so I decided to go with Snap. But since then, I believe Netflix is at 320?
309 right now.
Okay, and the market's been
and it'll
tubing
probably split.
Lately.
And...
Dang.
But so they're doing great.
Yeah.
That was only in a year.
Great.
That was a year ago.
So they
or two
can afford
years ago.
To hire.
Well,
yeah.
How much did you say?
$200 million deal. I don't know how many years it spreads over.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that these guys had already signed a deal to do, I think, at least one Star Wars movie. I want to say it was two of them. So it is an exclusive deal with Netflix, except for that. They are going to. I mean, they've already signed the papers, so I'm sure they're contractually obligated to do these Star Wars things. So they're going to do that, and then they're going to develop shows and films. And
again, say who it is.
This is the Game of Thrones creators, or I should say the Game of Thrones television show creators, because, of course, it was not them.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. By the way, just a total aside, there is a video... Of, I think I can't think of the guy's name that does all the music for Game of Thrones. It's like Ramin DiGiorno or something, whatever. But it's him, Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
This I think D.B. Weiss, whoever the shorter one is.
You're right.
There's like a dude from
Ramin
Slipknot.
Ramin Djawadi.
Oh my God, it was so close.
Djawadi.
And all these sort of iconic heavy metal guitar players, and they all sit together in a room and they're all playing the Game of Thrones theme, and then they each take a turn doing a solo over the thing.
Oh, and that, I believe, and I'm not, I can't be sure, but they were doing them on the game, the Fender $30,000 Game of Thrones guitars.
That sounds right. I'm not positive, but yeah, they were.
The guy from Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine is on that.
His is, I think what his is the best one. They're all so great. They're great. So if could you put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can just easily access that? Super, super fun. Oh, you're playing it. Oh, yeah, crank it up. And it's just, God, it just gets better and better as they're all like wailing on this song. Oh, my God, he's so good! Dude, that, I swear to God, that video.
So one of the cool things about Morello that I like is you heard this little wee, wee. He's hitting the behind the nut on the
guitar. On the headstock, right.
Right. And I love when you see someone think.
Right, they find a way to make the thing, make the noise they need it to make. It's amazing. So that it's a great video, and even if you're not into heavy metal, I think you'll like it. It's just
that's Betancourt right there.
And watching what people can do. I mean, people are amazing.
Yeah.
God, to be able to play guitar like that, it must be so awesome.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Food.
Oh, I love food.
Uh-huh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening and happy Friday to you. Happy F day, everybody. It's fancy F. A lot of people are going to Outside Lands. If that's you and you're planning on going any of the days this weekend, please stop at RadioAlice.com first because we have a full list of the do's and don'ts. There's a lot of stuff you can't bring in with you and very specific things that you can bring in. So go to RadioAlice.com, get all the details for Outside Lands.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com.
Oh, Radio.com.
It's an app.
It's amazing.
For your phone.
Yeah.
Where you can listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So you get the app. You put this show on, then you listen to it.
Right. You can listen to all our podcasts, too.
Right. That's how radio.com works.
There's probably nothing else on there except for us, right? It's just Sarah and Vinny content.
Oh, and we did a secret show, too, yesterday.
We did.
Kind of dirty.
It got dirty toward the end. Yeah. It was pretty wedding-centric at the beginning. It was fun, though. It's a good time.
It's weird how Sarah plays. She plays it prude every now and then, and you're just like, oh my God, you're so silly. But you need to listen to understand what I'm talking about.
You don't need to listen. It's not for you. No one would like that show. It's filthy. I'm not a liar. It is filthy. That show is filthy. I know people probably think I'm so nice, and then they listen to The Secret Show and go, God,
ew.
She is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, whatever.
Like, I'm the prude. Go, oh, no, I'm the prude on the show.
You are. You actually get upset when we talk about stuff too much. You're like, you guys, stop it. It's like, what? Dirty word, dirty word, dirty word. And we don't edit it anymore. Like, it's all there. So, yeah. Prudes, alert. Do not listen to this.
Oh, I got to say one of my favorite words yesterday.
Oh,
which one?
Was it the T word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great word.
Oh, I forgot it.
It's a good one. What was it?
Oh, got it. I do love that word. And the girl in here yesterday was like, ah!
I know. Hooman had some little 20-year-old friend or whatever.
His intern was here.
Yes.
Cardigan.
Yep.
Cardigan.
So weird.
Cardigan. Anywho.
Here's what's happening.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed put together this thing. Every state is known for having a sandwich staple. Here's yours. So I'm like, okay. Before I even look, what is the sandwich staple here in California? And my answer was turkey, avo, cheese.
Exactly.
Done. That's the that is what I would say is
ding ding. That's what I would say as well.
Staple sandwich of California.
Are they talking more like like a po' boy in New Orleans or a grinder?
Or is it for each state? Each state has their own.
The most popular sandwich in each state.
Okay.
Do you think yours is accurate? So I'm like, all right, well, I know what mine is. It's
in California. Well, you know
California.
What yours is specifically.
I'm a Californian, and I've been here my whole life, and I know the damn answer to that. It's a turkey, avo, cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. I was wrong.
Oh, is it peanut butter and jelly?
No. Oh. And I would have given that a good guess,
don't
too.
Don't tell me there's some stupid sprouts or something.
In California.
There.
Oh, funny.
It's a French dip.
Oh, I love French dip.
It's not... whether you love it or not, it's
good.
Where in the hell, who in the hell?
I have two restaurants that I go
to. I have one that I go to
French
specifically
dip
for French
every
dip.
Time.
Yep. Is it Houston's right down the street?
Oh, God.
God,
no.
Theirs is delicious. It's so good.
No, by my house I go to the Grill House and then Izzy's. We get the French dip and I always ask for the real horseradish, not the spread, the real, because I want to burn and cry when I'm eating. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
French I love French dip.
Meat. But every day.
But I agree with you. Why is that?
California? Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It should be a total, like, veggie delight or something. Like, that would be the California thing. Like, an egg, a roasted eggplant sandwich with tomato and mozzarella and sprouts and all.
I even would have guessed.
on 7-grain bread.
avocado toast over, like, that may
amen.
Not be a sandwich, but I'll still over a what?
I know, French dip.
Funny.
Okay, so a couple others. I don't even know what a fool's gold loaf is, but that's Colorado.
Oh. Look that up. What's a fool's gold loaf?
Connecticut is the Connecticut lobster roll, which is apparently different than the Maine lobster roll, which is also, I don't know. I really don't.
I don't think of lobster rolls as being sandwiches. They're in bread. But the same way, I don't think of a hot dog as being a sandwich.
Yeah. But for Maine, it's a lobster roll. Mm. So that's another. Maryland is the crab cake sandwich. I do know Maryland is all about crab.
Yes. I'm seeing it's a hold the mayonnaise and bring on the butter. That's the attitude of Connecticut-style diehards who believe a lobster roll served warm is simply called a lobster roll. So no, I guess no mayonnaise, just butter.
I have had that version of it where it's not, because usually a Maine lobster roll is chilled lobster mixed with mayo, and sometimes people put like celery and crap in it, which I don't want. But I have had it with just the warm lobster and butter poured over the top.
What was the one that we had?
That was a Maine lobster roll.
That
had
was a Maine.
Mayo base.
That was good.
Delicious.
That was the cousins, right? Who I guess isn't around anymore.
Well,
sucks.
People say
they overdid it with the lobster.
Yeah.
Too
lobster's
much
expensive.
Lobster.
It's too much lobster in this sandwich.
No.
How about a little more bread?
Never
no.
enough. You're crazy.
Anyway, so okay, what is the. You are famously from Boston or. East
I would say
Bridgewater.
The Italian grinder.
Nope.
What is it?
Try again.
God, I was going to say steak and cheese, but that's got to be Philly.
That's Philly, for sure.
Is it? Yeah. I have no idea if it's not
a
grinder.
Have you ever even heard of a fluffernutter?
Oh, yeah, fluffernutter.
What's
that? That's just, it's a peanut butter sandwich with fluffernutter.
Well, I don't know what fluffernutter
fluff.
Is.
Whatever the marshmallow fluff. Spreadable marshmallow fluff.
I've never heard of or had.
What?
A fluffernutter sandwich.
Oh my
Why
God.
Why are you shocked?
Awful.
Because
I
grew up on fluff. Ugh. It's delicious. Because I'm totally used to it. It's delicious. I would even put a little bit of jelly on there. Most people would just go peanut butter and fluff.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked a little.
So you're down then. You're saying that is a Massachusetts
staple.
First of
all, I had no idea that was a Massachusetts staple. I had no idea. I think it's a New England thing.
Mm.
But I did not know that was not a national thing. I
Is
really
this fluff
thought
right here.
Yeah, it's three colors and a stripe and yes, that's fluff. That's the way it's written. That's not the packaging I remember, but okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'm
just
remembering it wrong.
This is from BuzzFeed. It's just the
fluff is
the
delicious.
Sandwich that your state is your state sandwich, I guess, is
it's
the
like
way
a,
to word that.
It's like the inside of a toasted marshmallow, like a soft marshmallow, spreadable.
You know, Colorado's is basically a PB&J bacon.
The Fool's Gold?
Mm-hmm. That's
bacon.
PB&J with bacon.
I had a BLT
delish.
Just yesterday.
Oh, God. Is anybody's official sandwich the BLT?
Oh,
that
I don't know.
Is a good one.
Yeah, right. Someone is saying they thought California would be the BLTA.
Oh, BLTA, the Blat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
We have blats all the time.
Honestly, the French dip, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It seems so heavy. Surprise. That seems like something that would be in like Illinois or something.
Right.
Thanks.
Anyway, BuzzFeed is where that was. I just thought I'd...
What other states do you have there? I'd be interested.
I've got all of them.
What's Florida's?
Now, these are done alphabetically, and it's one of those stupid scrolls. Oh, God. Scrolls.
No, never mind.
So, I'm happy to do it for you. That's why I didn't do them all.
I wanted to ask a million of them. I want Texas and...
Florida's the Cuban.
Oh, right. Cubano. Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Yeah, those are delicious.
What's what else?
Texas.
It's got to be like a barbecue.
Something,
brisket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a brisket sandwich.
Something cow-based, right?
Oh, you're actually looking at it there. Yeah, it is a brisket thing.
That's is it?
Funny. Smoked brisket.
I'm not there yet. Smoked brisket is right. Wow. Utah, pastrami burger.
Oh, yeah. Pastrami burger?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Virginia, the country ham sandwich.
Oh, Virginia, country ham.
West Virginia's the sausage biscuit.
Oh. From McDonald's?
I'll tell you one thing. If you decide to go look this up on BuzzFeed, you will get hungry immediately because I'm starving.
It is hard to look at delicious sandwiches and not be like, I'll take one of those.
I sure would like to be eating a Michael's
sourdough.
Turkey
and Swiss.
And throw some avo in there.
Yeah.
So good.
Washington's is banh mi.
Banh mi. What's that? Vietnamese sandwich. Those are delish.
What is it?
Well, it could be anything. Banh mi's are basically mean sandwich.
That looks like pork. Is that pork?
This could be.
I've had pork. I've had shrimp.
Oh.
They're good, but it's like it's got like shredded veggies on it too, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a whole little. But it is just a sandwich.
I'm hungry now.
Oh, my God.
I'm already thinking, okay, what am I going to have for
lunch? If you look at the pictures,
for food day.
It'll kill you.
Yeah.
I should mention the warehouse fire burning in Oakland if we haven't already.
So that is going on.
It's not the thing that we saw outside our window at all, but it's causing traffic. It's a large structure fire in Oakland that's
still going on.
Got a big plume of smoke.
Oh, can we see it from here?
Maybe through those windows.
I don't know. I've been watching it on the news.
If the people who have those windows haven't blocked their doorway window off.
No, they always hang posters in the windows and block
the
doorway.
They don't want us to see what they're doing in there.
Well,
because they're sleeping.
I can understand that, but the view. You've hogged your own view.
Right.
Yeah. You view hog.
You've closed us into
a box.
Well,
but then that building that they built.
I know.
Is now.
We used to have a much better view.
Yeah.
We have a building and we can see above it.
And
still see the bridge.
There are more under construction, too.
That is true.
Let's see. Oh, this is interesting enough. According to a new study out of England, playing a game on your phone is just as relaxing as meditating, maybe even more so.
Oh.
The researchers had some people play a game on their phone to unwind after a day of work and had some people use a mindfulness app to do breathing and meditation exercises. And they found the people who played games wound up feeling more relaxed than the people who meditated.
That's interesting because I find myself getting a little wound up playing games online.
And in meditation's defense, it's actually a skill that takes a lot of practice to get any good at it.
Right.
So the truth is...
You can't just use your breathe app.
It's not as easy as just saying, I'm going to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
You will find yourself incapable of staying calm and on... your focus.
Well, right. That's why you have a mantra. You know, was it you who said there was a way that they taught troops to get to sleep?
And
it was literally a mantra that... Oh, okay.
It was a story in the news.
Don't think. Don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I do that sometimes at night when I'm trying to fall asleep. I just chant the words, don't think. And I picture them on a black background. Oh, and I think it was supposed to be like a velvet black
background. It had a whole
background.
Thing with it, yes, yeah. For sure.
It's good.
So I don't get to go to the summertime parties. It's okay.
What do you mean?
I did more than my share in my day.
Oh, you're saying like a kegger or something?
Whatever.
Because you must go to barbecues, and those are fun summertime parties.
But, you know, I mean, when everyone's getting ripped, and you're sober, you're like, I'm getting out of here. I don't know about the spiked seltzers. Do you? It's a thing right now.
Is it? I've seen like the ciders, but not the seltzers. Spiked seltzers?
Flavored alcoholic seltzers from brands like White Claw,
oh yes,
Bon and Vive.
We have White Claw at my house.
And and Truly.
I have friends who are really into White Claw.
It's the drink of the summer.
They are quite light and refreshing. You know what though? They kind of remind me of, like, wine coolers. That's, and stuff. Like, I'm really afraid to drink a lot of those because I always barf if I drink wine coolers. Like, right. I gave those up as a kid because I was like, you know what I don't want to do? Barf.
Spiked.
Getting too old for that.
Seltzer sales are up over 169%. And they continue to jump.
People love them. Light, refresh. They're girly drinks, too, you know? Like,
I might be like, okay, I'll take that, but let me add some more vodka.
There. Yeah.
They say they're pretty low in calories, too. And that they taste good.
Yeah. Mm. No, they're nice. Like the White Claw in particular, they have like a grapefruit, a black cherry, a lime, all kinds of good little flavors. They're nice on a hot day or, you know, something to drink. There's a little alcohol in it. They're not going to get you ripped. You know, there are people who drink for that. You know, they just want to lie.
Well, why would you drink that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying, Vinny. Give me a shot of vodka on the side.
Yeah. I'll just pour that right in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a little room at the top here. Shake that up. All right, we're ready to good to go.
This may actually, this fast fact.
Fast
may
fact.
Actually speak to the point we were making about the lobster rolls. What was the name of that company that we had the lobster rolls for?
Cousins yeah.
And they're no more?
Yeah.
I felt like my lobster roll was too lobstery.
That's insanity.
Well,
yeah, I know. Me and Sarah didn't think that.
Yeah. Too much meat and not enough bread.
Well, if some meat falls out, I'll eat that afterwards. Perfect.
Red Lobster.
Yes.
Ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion in 2003 and wound up taking a $3.3 million loss because they underestimated.
Oh, people can eat some crab.
How much crab people can eat.
Wow. Well, I'm sure they. Couldn't they made up with
isn't
the
that
promotion?
Their loss leader.
Yeah.
Just one of those things where they went, hey, let's try this.
Right.
And then they went,
it worked
oh
out
my God.
Well, better than anyone ever thought.
Yes.
God, what was that about? Who was he asking those questions
to? I have no idea.
You're like halibut?
Yeah.
John Mayer has a song called Love is a Verb where he uses the word love 17 times, all as a noun.
Oh. Hmm.
Of the top 10 highest grossing movies in U.S. history, Titanic is the only one that isn't part of a franchise. The other nine either have a sequel out, have a sequel in production, or were a sequel.
Huh. Well, it makes sense. It, you know, everybody got it in the end. And
it was gonna not you know, be
wasn't
able
like
to
Rose
right.
was gonna get reunited with Jack down at the bottom of the sea. And he, by the way, he totally could have gotten up there on the plank with her.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music, Vinny.
All right,
it's a good day for it too.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.